Because I've always felt that if America has enough money to support the war and send millions of dollars towards bombs and towards killing innocent Iraqis, why do you have to cut back on education, you know? Something that everybody in America can be for. But not everybody in America is for war. But I think everybody in America can agree that, you know, we all want today's youth to be educated and to know what's going on. And so that's why I'm out here, to support this cause.
And where are you from? What school are you from?
I'm from San Diego High School.
Okay, cool.
Well, you just said that it was really dumb because you said that they weren't going to listen to a bunch of kids that just walked out of their class. They said that we would, it'd be better if we did it in an orderly fashion. And you said that we should not go because we're going to get in trouble and, yeah.
So they were discouraging you. And why did you decide to come out?
Because I think education's more important than what he said.
Okay.
And if he's going to say that, they're not going to listen to it. Well, I'm just going to speak for myself. Voice should be heard. My voice should be heard.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
My name is Erica Cremani. I'm from UC San Diego. And I'm out here to fight for education. Because Schwarzenegger and the people at the top want to stop people from getting education, people that are people of color, people that are working class, people that can't afford education and that want education, and so public education is not being public anymore. It's for the few, it's for the rich, it's for the white usually, and we want to stop that. All these high school kids are here, all these college kids are here, all these community members are here because we believe in education to change the cycle of racism and classism and poverty. And I think it's important that we're all out here, that we show Schwarzenegger, that we show the state that education is first, education is our right, education is not a privilege, and we believe in public education.
Well, my name is Egma, and I'm out here to support my friends and, well, myself too, because we don't want the fees, right, to be... You know, we want them to be cut down, so that's why I'm here.
Okay. Uh-huh. And you're from Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Originally I'm from Zimbabwe.
Okay. And what's the education system like in Zimbabwe? How easy is it to get an education in Zimbabwe? It's getting much harder in the U.S., but and that's why I think a lot of people are out here. How easy is it to get an education in Zimbabwe?
Well, it's not that easy. It's not that hard. It's just we don't have a lot of colleges and schools. They're not as widely available as they are here. That's the only difference, really. And, well, the education system is, I think it's more tough to get an education back home than here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think it's getting better in Zimbabwe, or is it getting worse?
I would say it's getting better because more universities, more colleges are being built.
Do people value an education in Zimbabwe?
Oh, yes, they do. They do. They value education very much.
So it's just more of a matter that people would really like everyone to be educated, but the resources, maybe the money, isn't there to do it.
That's true. Right? That's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you going to march down to the governor's office today?
Definitely. I'll be there with everyone else.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And do you go to San Diego City College here? Or are you visiting?
I'm actually attending San Diego City College.
Okay, cool. And and how long have you been attending?
Yeah, my first semester.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yes, my first semester.
What are you studying?
My major is physical therapy.
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to be a physical therapist soon.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, my name's Alma Acevedo, and I'm from La Mesa, California, and I go to Grossmont College. And I'm out here to protest the fact that people are learning themselves into debt, because what's really going on is that we don't have the education that we need. I think high school, just our whole educational career is a waste. Our money isn't going where it should. And then so we go and we struggle, and those of us who want to further our education in college, we don't have the money to do it, and then tuition just keeps raising, and the cost of books is outrageous, and I'm here to tell people that we're fed up with it. That's about it. But also, I'm also here to talk about the World Festival of Youth and Students that's happening this summer in Caracas, Venezuela. It's August 7th through 15th. And what it is, it's an international gathering, and they're expecting delegations from all over the world. It's the first gathering since the war in Iraq started. The last one was in Algiers in 2001. And so they're expecting over 20,000, including a delegation from Iraq. And so if you want more information on that, you can email us at sandiegoloc@gmail.com, or you can call us at 619-692-4422.
Okay, cool. Okay,
thank you.
And have you heard of, there were the police basically did all sorts of brutality against the students up at UC Santa Cruz. I don't know if you've heard about that. They had like a week-long tent city teach-in sort of thing, and the university officials basically ordered the police to break it up. And I was wondering if you think like something like that, some sort of more determined, you know, like week-long thing here in San Diego would be effective to kind of getting the message out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If we could even pull that off, that would be great. I mean, just with the gathering here, it's a good amount, but last year's was a lot larger from what I hear. And so, I don't know, hopefully, you know, we could get kids out there because, you know, I don't know if people realize that standing together with putting our voices together, we create one loud sound. And I think that's what we need. You know, maybe people couldn't make it out today or they're going to be around later, but if we could do it a week long, why not?
Cool.
I'm for it.
Okay. My name is Joey, and I go to City College. And I'm out here because I'm against the budget cuts. I think there's nothing more important than investing money into education, investing money into very citizens that live within the state.
Okay. And so what effect do you think this event, this march, is going to have?
Hopefully it's to raise consciousness. I think it has to be an ongoing struggle of people getting to know the information and then acting upon it, whether it's having demonstrations at the advisors or counselors or the administrators of your colleges to try to kind of let them know that we're not for this, that we're completely against the fact that we have so much wealth in this state. I mean, this state independently is the fifth largest economy in the world, and yet they keep telling us that we have absolutely no money. It's ridiculous that they keep telling us this.
So up in Santa Cruz, they did like a week-long teach-in and tent camp, and they were brutally suppressed by the police. Do you think that sort of sustained sort of event could be effective here in San Diego?
I think so, but I think the cops are brutal everywhere. I mean, I think they're just as brutal here, if not even more brutal here, than they are in Santa Cruz. That's kind of something that we have to raise consciousness of. If enough people know that this is going on, you know, like there's ways around the fact that the cops are so brutal. I mean, having demonstrations against the fact that there is such a brutal police force within the state of California.
Anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, that's all. I mean, I'm here because of the budget cuts, and I'm against the budget cuts. And I think we have enough wealth in this state to invest some of that into ourselves and into our education. Okay, thank you.
Sure, Jessica Lopez. And I'm here because I'm a graduate of UCSD and I'm still paying off my student loans, and I know that I'll be paying off for a while, and the students that are studying right now that are getting their tuition raised are going to have to be paying a lot more in student loans. So even not only while they're in school, but after they're out of school, they're going to have to be paying a lot of money that they don't have. And we need this to stop, and the governor needs to know that education is a priority and that he just can't go on television and say that he cares about education and not follow through with it.
And what effect do you think this this march will have?
Well, last year when we marched to the governor's office, we were able to win a lot of things. And so this year, the governor needs to hear us again and know that we weren't just happy with what the few things that we won, but we're out here again, and we'll be out here until he decides to put education before other things.
What possibility do you think is there of that happening?
I think it's great because this isn't just happening in San Diego, it's happening all across the state today. And, you know, we're people with a little bit of power, but when we're united, we're heard across the state.
Well, my name is Richard. I'm a worker at UCSD campus. I'm also working as an organizer for my union. And basically, I'm out here supporting the students on campus and all over because they've been a great supporter of us in our fight for a fair contract.
And what effect do you think this kind of march will have?
Well, I think it's going to have a great effect this year. People are going by honking their horn, and people are becoming more and more aware of the problems the students are having. Just the media attention alone, like radio and TV, is going to be a big help to them.
And do you think it's really important that the students and the workers are getting together and supporting each other?
Of course. It's been a big and a great coalition between the workers and the students, and it's been like that for years. But now, you know, for our campaign fight and our strike and now the march here, I think it's just getting stronger and stronger and bigger and bigger. Okay. And I think the university and hopefully Arnold Schwarzenegger will take us more seriously now.
Okay, cool. And do you have any updates on the strike negotiations? We were covering that Thursday.
Right now, basically, we're going into the third day of negotiations. With usually, it's only 2 days. So it seems like the university is starting to take us more seriously and trying to hash this thing out before it escalates into another strike or something.